العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, may peace and blessings of God be to Prophet Muhammad and his holy household.
واجعلنا من خير أنصاره وأوانه والمستشهدين بين يديه. برآمد باد صبح و بوی نوروز به کام دوستان و بخت پیروز.
One more time, Nowruz is here and it brings with it success and prosperity. Ladies and gentlemen, respected audience, I would like to appreciate the attendance of my brothers, the respected president of Turkmenistan, Mr. Jalal Talabani, the respected president of Iraq, another brother of mine, Mr. Hamid Karzai, the respected president of Afghanistan, my respected brother, Mamadi Rahman, the president of Tajikistan, foreign ministers and deputy prime ministers, ambassadors, and all our respected guests and government representatives, as well as representatives of international and regional organizations who have attended the first international Nowruz festivities. I thank you all for accepting our friendly invitation. Nowruz festivities and the beginning of the solar year, I would like to congratulate you all, respected audience, and all the nations within those who have Nowruz in their culture and all those who observe Nowruz in various parts of the world and celebrate it. I would like to extend my felicitations to all of them. In our common culture, Nowruz, Nowruz calls on everyone observing it to forget about enmity, animosity, and turn to pureness, rebirth, friendship, kinship, affection, and favoring all beauties and all the good. That's what Nowruz calls for. Iranian great poet Sa'di says, that's what the poem says, it says, the friend is here again and the wind of Nowruz has returned despite the fall season. Elsewhere, Sa'di says again that Nowruz is appearing everywhere and that the cold of the winter is gone. Nowruz comes from the well-coordinated organization of nature that happens through rebirth and revival of the Mother Nature. Nowruz provokes joy and happiness in humans. Nowruz is a perspective of life, of the beauty of nature that gives people hope and pushes them to work and grow and move toward perfection, move toward a better life and a better tomorrow. Nowruz speaks of a unique God that is the origin of life, that is always manifesting itself in various forms. God gives the frozen nature life again and gives the dead hearts another chance to live again. Another piece of poem that says the wind of Nowruz is actually like the breath of the Messiah. All human beings will fall in love at the time of spring, and all plants, they are not plants if they do not grow and start growing in Nowruz. That's what the poem said. Nowruz is replete with moral and spiritual messages, safeguarding of human morals, respect for parents and the elderly, strengthening of relations, social relations and bonds, respect for the family as the main pillar of setting up healthy societies, breathing of fresh life, and creating incentive for serving other human beings. The same way the nature starts a rebirth concurrently with Nowruz. Nowruz also has other features. Nowruz is the origin of art. You can see, you don't see many poets who have not described Nowruz. You can see very few artists or artisans that have not mentioned Nowruz, or they have not been inspired by Nowruz, actually. Most of them have been. Hafez says somewhere in his poetry that there is the breeze of Nowruz, and if you ask for assistance from this breeze, you can blow a new breeze, a new life into your own soul, and asks for people to get out in the nature and look at the parrots and birds sing and get inspired by them. Of course, Nowruz has a greater and more sublime message as well, and that is hoping for a shining future for mankind and leaving behind all the failures and hardships. A future with the advent of which puts an end to the suffering of mankind and brings with it a life brimmed with love, peace, and friendship, as well as justice and pureness. Yes, the spring of humanity is on the way, at a time when justice and pureness and monotheism will be established by the 12th Imam Mahdi. Respected audience, my friends, the continuation of Nowruz and its invaluable customs in the course of history and eras speak of its strong bond with the nature of mankind, which seeks truth and perfection. Nowruz calls for monotheism and respect for mankind. It's based on this. That's why Nowruz festivities cover a large expanse of geography and nations. Nowruz is an inseparable part of our joint culture, and it has this capacity to set the stage for deep cultural ties and also upgradation of moral values among all world nations. Most lasting civilizations of mankind, culturally and geographically, they appear within Nowruz and they have arisen from it. Nowruz is one of the most beautiful manifestations of major cultures of mankind. Again, another piece of poetry talking about the advent of spring that says, Nowruz smells of friends. If Nowruz is introduced like it is to other world nations, all will welcome it. My friends, it's my pleasure to see the collective participation of our countries, to see that Nowruz is internationalized now, utilizing the great spiritual and cultural capacity of Nowruz by the United Nations General Assembly and also the UNESCO, as well as the Economic Cooperation Organization, the ECO. This has been stressed by these organizations. Now it's high time for all countries and world nations, especially Asian countries, Central Asia, the Caucasus, Western Asia, the Middle East, the Balkans, the Indian subcontinent, and other African, some African countries. It's high time for them to promote the right culture of Nowruz and try to introduce the values and the messages of Nowruz to the world. They need to take more extensive and more effective measures. They need to plan and execute more effective measures. Without a doubt, this move will bring about solidified brotherhood and peace. Let's join hands and let's pin our hopes in order to leave behind all vengeance and injustice prevailing in the world that stems from materialism, and let's move toward a future which is full of love, peace, and justice. Mankind is created for that tomorrow and not for failures of today. And that's the very hope that has brought the human caravan to this state and has made it easy for them to tolerate hardships. This piece of poetry again confirming the same issue. Or elsewhere, again, the poet says that taking a look at your face every morning is Nowruz itself, and leaving you is like the longest night. I hope that Nowruz celebrations that starts today in your presence, you just started it today. We hope that this is a new beginning for benefiting ourselves from this heavenly blessing in line with the interests of our nations as well as those of other parts of the world, and so that we can also pave the way for brotherly interaction and lasting friendship as well as more comprehensive relations between our governments and nations. The Nowruz festivities every year can bring messages of peace, friendship, pureness, and justice, and relay these messages to the whole world. I suggest that such celebrations be hosted by one of our countries. And one more time, I would like to I express my gratitude for the presence of our respected guests here, and I ask God Almighty for good health and success for everyone and for all nations, tranquility, welfare, peace, and lasting security in light of monotheism, love, and justice. Amen.